There's a doctor in Richland, Washington, who's working with thousands of surgeons all over the world to treat injuries in poor or war-ravaged countries. He'll receive the U.S. Department of Defense Medal for Distinguished Public Service by Secretary James Mattis later this month. It's the highest honor the Defense Department gives to a non-career civilian. Correspondent Anna King has more.
When he was a young medical student, Dr. Lou Zirkle was drafted to Vietnam. An experience there that changed his life was when he treated a 10-year-old Vietnamese boy. The child had napalm burns to his knee and couldn't bend his leg or walk.
And he and I worked together. He never understood complete English, but we had this bond because I had to adjust the weights on his traction to pull his leg straight so he could walk. And finally it happened. He could walk.
After months, when he was well enough to go home, Zirkle remembers watching the boy and his father walk away together.
I realized that the importance was treating all people, and therefore I became more enthusiastic about treating people who don't have a chance, people who have to accept what they get.
Since then, Zirkle has built a nonprofit called Sign Fracture Care. It makes medical implants, stainless steel rods that can speed the healing of broken bones. The nearly 50-person nonprofit manufactures the rod-shaped implements called nails in Richland. Zirkle gives me a tour of the shop.
The instruments then go over here to quality control.
And Sign trains surgeons from all over the globe and supplies them with the implants and the tools to use them. They treat people injured in war and many in motorcycle accidents, which are really common in the developing world. Zirkle says since 1999, his team has trained thousands of surgeons and made more than 200,000 surgeries possible. I'm Anna King in Richland.